need to say this before I start, and that is I want to say hello to all my angels here today. I call them my walking angels. They hide their wings under their clothes, and that is my beautiful Grace Trotter. Hello, darling. My beautiful Val Riders.
Yay.
The beautiful Anne next to her. How are you, darling? I've seen you for a long time. Judy Graham.
Yes.
She's boss angel. And the gorgeous Julia. Thank you, Julia.
Yes,
thank you.
Julia.
It's just lovely to see you all. And when Judy invited me to come, I was so, so taken. It's lovely to be invited. For those of you, have I met you all before?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you who I am. My name is Michelle Schneider. I was born Michelle Ann Laurie. Got married at 18, just celebrated 40 years of marriage.
Yay!
How did they do it? Yes, we did.
I know.
And in the 90s, my name got changed to Ruby Slippers. But anyway, it's been good because it makes a lot of sense, and it will as I tell my story this morning. You know, it's really funny when I go to do what I term a testimony or you know, a speak. I kind of go, ooh, okay, what am I going to talk about? What part of my life that's been a mess that God's fixed? There's so many. So I thought I'll just try and do an overview. And when Judy told me that we're basing things on freedom and forgiveness, I thought, oh, okay, that helps. Psychologists define forgiveness as a conscious, deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment or vengeance toward a person or a group who has harmed you, regardless of whether they actually deserve your forgiveness. Well, let me tell you, psychologists, that sounds like grace to me. And if we look at freedom, it is defined as the capacity to make choices and act upon them without constraints. Paves the way to pursue one's passions and express emotions authentically. Freedom is found in Christ.
Yes.
Only by surrendering fully to him. Matthew 16 verse 25 says, if you try to hang on to your life, you'll lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. Yeah. So we've got forgiveness and freedom, the two F's. Now, if Katie was still here, the two F's in music, F, fortitissimo. It means very loud. So these words, forgiveness and freedom, need to be extremely loud. We need to get out there and let people know about forgiveness and freedom. When we have these two words in our hearts and mind, our lives can be changed. So let me give you the story of how my life was changed. When I get all my words together here, I should know it back the front. I'm going to talk a little about depression, in fact, a lot about depression. In the year 2001, I was diagnosed with clinical depression. Now, this answered a lot of questions to me as I'd had mental health issues all of my life. And the symptoms of depression, I didn't know. This diagnosis was the beginning of finding my way into the light, or as I like to think of it, going home to my Jesus. And there's nowhere like home, ask Ruby Slippers. In 2002, I learned I was pregnant with our second child. It was a freezing cold day in June. And I remember walking out of the doctor's office after being told there was no heartbeat to be heard. And that there was a chance I had lost the baby. All I could think of was I'm being punished for all the rotten things I've done. As I walked towards the car park, I passed the chapel. I stood there looking at the cross And an amazing feeling came over me because I was so angry. And I thought, if you're real, what are you doing this to me for? Then I heard the words so strong, it is time to give over to God. I heard it. Now, when you tell people that don't know Jesus that, they go, what? Are you nuts?
Yeah.
I heard it.
Yes.
I know I can tell you all that. It made me want to know more about this whole God thing. It truly did. And I started reading the Bible and asking questions of people who I knew that were Christians. Basically, a lot of musicians who were Christians. And I did have a pregnancy that hadn't. It was about between 3.5 and 4 months. There's a whole name for it. It's not miscarriage, it's something else. And I can't even tell you these days what it was. But by November that year, I was preggy again. And on the 25th of July, 2003, we welcomed God's gift, our daughter. Mm-hmm. That day was the day, not only that she was born, but I was born. Mm-hmm. When they held her up high and showed her to me, I felt like a bolt of lightning had struck. And I knew that there was a God. Precious Jesus. It was through a friend that I connected with the Salvation Army. And she's beautiful. Do you know Lana Luxford?
Yeah.
Okay. She sent me a letter saying that someone who loved me very much wanted to see me in church on that Easter weekend of 2004. So on Good Friday that year, I walked into the Toowoomba Corps of the Salvation Army. And it was beautiful. I had a major breakdown in 2008. The black dog had taken hold, or as I term it, I think the black dog is just Satan. I just don't think that, the man who said that had that right. I think it's just Satan. It taken hold once again, and after 7 years, I allowed myself to be brought down by the enemy. Thank God for my Salvation Army family. I lost my joy. They prayed. I could not sing. They prayed. I wanted to just curl up and die. They never stopped praying. And by August of 2008, I was in the pit. And if you've ever wondered what that looks like, I can give you a picture. You lose your footing, you fall. Big hole in the ground. You somehow get a hold of the edge and you slip a little more and a little more. And you try to hold on with dear life with your fingernails, and your arms are in absolute pain and you just want to let go. When people talk of suicide, I have to tell you, my experience of that, you might hear people say it's such a selfish thing to do. No. Yeah, it is, maybe, but I've got to tell you, when you're in the throes of that, when you're ready, when you're planning, all you're thinking about is the people you love. That's all you're thinking about. Well, that was me. I was thinking about the people I love and how I wanted to just set them free. Instead of having to worry about me, I just felt like I was a complete burden. And then one night I was in the shower, soaking wet, crying, just a mess. And I got out of the shower, soaking wet, and I'm on my knees. And I just begged for God to help me. I asked and I asked and I said, have you not forgiven me for my transgressions of the past? Why are you doing this to me again? Why do I feel like this? And again, if you're quiet and listen, you'll hear. And he said, one day you'll understand the plans I have for you. And it was really quite interesting how I found that scripture one day reading the Bible. And it was like, you know, it's like the light bulb comes on. That's what it is. Okay. So what had happened there is my condition had spiraled to the lowest of lows. Medication was not working. And I would always say to you that if you are in a depressive state or what have you, you get some medical help. The medication can be annoying. It can make you feel ill. But sometimes you need to stick with it. I have, as well as prayer and Jesus being my medication, I take medication. And it does help me. When it wasn't working, I couldn't speak, I couldn't move. I went through so much. I was in hospital. I had treatments of ECT. Familiar with that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But it was good. It was very good. I started to come out of the fog. I had the help of a good medical team and I had prayer. I wanted to live. I knew that God was with me. And I have to tell you, I am alive today. I have forgiveness and I have freedom.
Amen.
And if I need to tell you anything else, I'll sing you some songs. But that's what I wanted to share with you today, really around that whole mental health thing, that you can get up and get on with life, you know, with the Lord. I don't know how people exist. I've done a lot of speaking in my day to, you know, one-on-one to people about their depression. And, you know, I'll gently go about saying, have you faith? You know, have you faith? And, you know, when they say no, it's so hard to try and get it across. But I won't give up. I won't give up. And I'm very pleased to say that these days my past career has been very much singing, entertaining, and the world of media, TV and radio. These days I teach from my home and I work with about 30 people on performance, on singing, on comedy, on how to, you know, pace yourself, all those things. And it's wonderful. And I tell you what's really wonderful is when you have students that don't know the Lord asking you about them, about him, saying to me, what is this stuff about God? That? And I've got a lady who didn't really know God who comes to my prayer group now every Tuesday night. I have a young man in Brisbane who is just the most beautiful boy and he's been through a lot of trauma in his life and he's writing songs to God. It's amazing. So that's only two examples. So I do believe that the Lord had plans and they're the plans to encourage people, to cheer them on from the balcony. So maybe I should come when Lyndall's here. Learn to do some cheerleader moves. So thank you. Did you have any questions? I'm happy to answer questions if you have any at all. No? Nothing? No one wants to know about that old
horrible
depression thing? No?
No.
Good. Oh, sorry, yes. Right. Yes, Diane.
Yeah. With grief, I find it slightly hard. Mm. Losing my husband with cancer. Very recently.
Yes, Diane.
And just as I went to buy my new car and pick it up yesterday, I didn't know why I was not excited about the new car, but I was depressed in the old one. And he was a panel beater, and so the car was pretty shabby inside and worn. And I didn't know what was wrong with me. And I came back and I just cried and cried and cried.
And you know what? That crying is okay. That's, you know, crying is as good as laughing sometimes. It just allows us. I cried for a year. I didn't think I had any left in me. Even my kids say to me to this day, one's 28, one's 21. Do you remember the year you cried all year? Yeah, I do. Let me tell you, I lost my dad to cancer 6 years ago. I miss him every day. I still, if I see a truck drive past, I cry. I'm down. It's one of those things, and all we can remember is, was he a man of faith?
He was for some years, and then he started to fall down, 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 down.
But there was still a belief. There was still a belief in there with him. Yeah, you'll see him again, my darling. It's just a matter of time. For them, what did someone say to me? It's like for a moment... they close their eyes and it'll be like their first breath when they awake. Mm. And for us, it'll feel like forever. Mm. Yeah, it's interesting because I was just going to say in sharing that with you about my dad, when my dad told me that he only had, he said, I haven't got long left. And I never cried the whole time. He fought throat cancer for 6 years. And when he told me this, I lost it. I just lost it. And I felt so bad because I'd been strong for him. Anyway, he said, no, 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 no. He said, no, you've got to make me a promise. You've got to make me a promise to go home and look after your family because they're the most important things. And I know that because that's what we were to my dad.
Yeah.
And I said, I will. I said, but you have to make me a promise. And he said, what? I said, to accept Jesus Christ into your life now. Old truckie. Oh, girl, what are you talking about? He said, how do you think I used to get home? All those years on that truck, breaking down, da-da-da. Do you not think that I didn't have faith in him? I still want to cry when I talk about it.
Yeah.
So that keeps me going. I'm going to see him. I'm going to hug him. First day in heaven's going to be incredible. Yeah. And that's why we have to work so hard on our friends and our family first. You know how people go, we've got to change the world. Mm-hmm. We've got to change the world. We've got to do this. And yes, I know. I know that, but please start with the little steps because each pebble you throw, the ripple goes out. Start with what's under your nose. Start with your friends. Start with your family. I want to be with them in heaven. Mm. I don't want to be up there going, where's such and such? Oh, that's right. So start with we hear terrible news every day on that TV.
Oh, yeah.
All we can do is pray. That's all we can do. Mm-hmm. Because we're not going to change politicians. We're not going to change the people that hate Christ. We're not going to change those people in those countries. We just have to start here. Look at the man in the mirror, as they say. Have a look at the man in the mirror and go from there. Anything else?
Can we pray for her mum? Her mum's not.
I might... Judy, are you happy if I sing a song?
Yes.
I'm just conscious of your time.
No, you've got stacks of time.
Okay. Now, today I was going to sing some different songs. And then, I was going to sing some different songs. And then I couldn't find them. They disappeared off my phone. And I went, okay, what's this about? And then I thought, I know what this is about. I know what this is about. This is about having to sing songs that people like Jude and Julia and Val, they know them. But I'm starting with this one first, and it's a song called Help, which was made famous by the Beatles.
Yeah.
Okay. John Farnham recorded it, and he made a beautiful, beautiful version of it. So I hope you enjoy this, because I find the reflection in this song is very interesting. To me, it's not about a love song. To me, it is a love song. It's a love song to the Lord about helping me because I'm so low. Hope you enjoy it. You ready there, Nerida?
Yes, you're unmuted.
I'm unmuted. Thank you, girls.
Very great.
that was lovely. That song is so appropriate. I said this last time I was here. We were talking about secular songs and Christian songs, how sometimes the secular songs are interesting because when we listen to the words, we can actually say to ourselves, were you writing a love song? I think the Lord was pushing the pen.
Yeah.
Some of those songs are quite incredible, quite. But there are some out there that go a bit like this.
Oh,
turn it off.
Yeah.
Turn it off. I can't stand it. Anyway, I shouldn't say that, should I?
You can.
Okay, this song I'm going to do now because I used to sing this at the Serious Fun camps. When I was in Serious Fun with Jude, Julia, Val, and a whole bunch of people, off we'd go. And Val Riders loves this song.
Come on, Val.
Well, I hope she does. I call you when I need you. My heart's on fire. You come to me, come to me, wild, wild. Ooh, you come to me. Give me everything I need. In the dark, I see the light of every night and every day. In your arms, I get lost, I get washed away. Just as long as you're here with me, I could be in no better place, Jesus.
Hey.
You're simply the best.
Oh, wow.
You're better than all the rest. You're better. I get lost, get washed away. Just as long as you're here with me, I could be in no better place. Jesus, yes, simply the best. You're better than all the rest. You're better. you.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. Now I've got one more. And I was just going to say, if you're up to standing up and joining hands, holding hands, it'd be really lovely. But if you're not, stay where you're seated and you can just put your arm up to the friend next to you and maybe stand. Okay, that's up to you. Okay?
Thank you.
I just, it's a nice thing. And we're going to sway.
All the time.
All right. Oh, that's lovely. All right. So, this song is called, it was a theme song for Serious Fun, and it's called Put a Little Love in Your Heart.
Oh, yes. Oh.
And if you know it, sing along, okay? Here we go. Sorry.
Sorry.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love. You see it's getting late, oh please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place, and the world will be a better place for you, for me, and me,
and you,
just wait, and see. We want the world to know, we won't let hatred grow, put a little love in your heart,
that's right,
and the world will be a better place,
and the world
will be a better place for you
and me,
you just wait, and see. We hope that you decide the Lord will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. And me, Ruby. You just wait and see. For the beautiful Merida, who looked after my sound. You're the best tech I've ever worked with. Fantastic. Keep your hands together. I know Katie's not here, but she did a wonderful job. And a big round of applause for yourself. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Thank you. I guess I'm heading you back to the tube now. Ooh, there we go. That was all my memories, and so that's in serious fun.